We are on Daf Ayin Aleph, Omed Aleph. Let us start in the middle of the Omed. Nun, Hamader es Ishtoi Shloititem Echod Mikol HaPeyes. We had in the Mishnah, if a person was Mader Ishtoi Shloititem Echod Mikol HaPeyes, is Yoitzi V'yiten Ksube. So he has to go, for making such a neder, so he has to go and give her a get with a ksubit. So the Gemara says, Bishloime le'rav, kan bestam, kan b'meforish. Ela l'shmuel kashim. So let us just see Tosfos that understand what the Gemara is speaking about. Bishloime le'rav, kan bestam. Now, this is a very difficult concept to understand. How could a person make a neder that his wife should not eat echod mikol haperes? So the salke daitach of the Gemara was b'detola b'tashmish. The Omar ye'oser hanos tashmishech olai, im titoin mei oisei hamin. And the Goyin says, the imloi keini efshel lahadiro mi peiris. How could he be mother from eating any peiris? So al-kochoch, that's how the nether was made. The nether was made that if you'll eat this peiri, so therefore hanos tashmishech will become osar on me. So memele, so this nether that he made, which will asar tashmish on her, this is forcing her that she can eat this peiri. Is yaitzi v'yiten ksubim. Is bishloim alerat. So the shaila is, so a chain is as strong as the weakest link. Lamaise, the nether is through iser tashmish. Now by tashmish gufa, if a person is mother ishtoi, that there should be an Issa Tashmish, so we have a Machlekes Beishami Beisilu. If it's 1 week, it should be Mekayim, 2 weeks, but Al Kaponim, by the Issa Tashmish Gufim, there's no Aloche that he has to go and give right away a get. And here we're saying that he made... He made a neder, and the neder is a neder of Isser Tashmish, in order to prevent her from eating these peiris. So how could this neder be mechayiv that Yetzi v'yiten ksube, for neder of Tashmish al kaponim, there's a din of Yekayim, of 1 week at least. Is bishloi melera, kan bestam, kan bemeforish. Rav holds that what it says, that if a person was Madar Ishay Metashmish, that we wait 1 week, that is Dafke Ben Beforish, that he said Klom, that it's a neder for a week, so for a week she could be Seivel. But if it's Stam, that means Mitzad the Etzem Neder, there is no time limit for the Issa Tashmish, so then it's Yaitzi V'yitin Ksubi Miyad. So Memelis, according to Rav, it's very good. Elo L'Shmuel Kashe. But according to Shmuel, Shmuel learns that Afilu Stam, there's also a din of Yekayim Shavua Achas, because maybe you'll find a Pesach to the Nedel. Elo l'shmuel kashe, so what is pshat in our Mishnah? We cannot say that pshat in our Mishnah is that he asel tashmish if she'll eat from these peiris, because then al kaponim, it should be at least a week. So the Gemara answers, oche b'mayaskino, kegoin shenodro hi v'kayim lo ihu. It is speaking about, no, she made a neder, that she won't eat this peri, and he was mekayim the neder. Ukesova Rav Meir who neisen etzba bein shineha. Rav Meir holds that he's considered the culprit. He's the cause of the neder. She made a neder, but she was relying on her husband who cares about her, that when he'll hear about this neder, he'll zicha be meifer the neder. Kol neideres, al das bailo hi neideres. She just made the neder. She wanted to see how much she cares about her. And he showed her how much she cares. That's a good thing, Taki was mekayim the neder. So Memele, Sarameya holds, hu naisin etzba ben shinel. That what he was mekayim the neder, so he's considered that his kiyum is considered like he was the one that created the issa. So memele, he asked her through his kiyum, he asked her that she can't have the spayri. So memele, so that is why she ate to be eating sube. Frag de Gemore, wo sanje, ho isho shenodro benozer. We learned that Baraisa, a isha that made a nether to become a nozer, vishoma bailo voloi hofilo. Rab Meir v'Rab Yehuda oimrim, hi nosna etzpa bein shineo. He wasn't made for the nether, that means he was mekayim the nether. So, it's her fault. He knows no etzba bein shinel. Lefichach im rotza ba'alo ha'ofer. If he wants to be made for the nether, fine, it's your fault. V'im omar, but if he says he efshi be isha nadronis, I do not want an isha nadronis. Such a nether of v'ni nefesh, I don't want it. Is teitze shaloi b'ksube. So, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda holds that it's he nosno etzbo ben shinel. It's not, he's not the culprit, she's the culprit. So, Memeles, he can, if he wants to give her a get, he can tie her that he's giving her a get because he efshi be isha nadronis is teitzei shalei b'ksube. She doesn't have to go and give her a ksube. He has a legitimate reason for not wanting to give her a get. For not wanting to give her a ksuba, not wanting to remain married to her. She doesn't have to give her a ksuba. Rabbi Yaisi v'Rabbeloza oimrim, no, hu naisen etzba ben shineh. What do you mean? She made a neder, realizing that her husband could very readily be made for the neder. You were mekayim the neder, then you say, yevshi bishan adronish, you're the one that made that this issue should be an issa. Soon onaisin etzba ben shinel. Lefikoch im rotza habal lahofer yof. If he's made for the nether, it's fine. V'im omar iyevshi b'isha nadronis is yoitzi v'yiteng sube. So now we have here a problem. He says, we have here, according to Shmuel, we said that the Mishnah is speaking about that she had made a neder not to eat one of the peiris, and he was mekayim it. And the reason is yoytzi la'alta v'yiteng sube, because Ramey holds hu naisein etzba ben shinel. And here it says klon de baraisa that Ramey holds hi nosne etzba ben shinel. So the Gemara says epoch. So we have to, it seems there's a mistake, a greisen de breise. So you have to say verkehrt. Ramei v'Rab Yehuda oimrim hu noisein, like our Mishneh, and Rab Yosi v'Rab Eloza oimrim hi nosna. Frag de Gemore, but that's also not too good. V'sova Rab Yosi hi nosna. Are you going to tell me Rabbi Yosi holds hi nosno vohosnan? We learned in our Mishneh, Rabbi Yosi oimer ba'aniyos sheloinosan kitzva. Rabbi Yossi said that if there was a neder that was made shaloitis kashit, and there was, even though she's an aniyah, but if it was made without a kitzveh, without a certain amount of time, so the din is yaitzi v'yiting sube. So now we see Rabbi Yossi holds that it's ku nosan etzboi ben shineo, and you're telling me that Rabbi Yossi holds that he nosna etzbo ben shineo. So the Gemara says, oh, we'll have to juggle around that baraisa. So the baraisa will read as follows. Eimo Rab Meir v'Rab Yossi oimrim hu noisim. And therefore, if he wants to give her a get, he has to give her a ksube. Rab Yehuda v'Rab Eloza oimrim hi nosno. So the Gemara asks, but that's also not good. V'sova Rabbi Yehuda hi nosno. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold hi nosno v'hosnan? We learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer b'Yisrael yom echod yikayim, that if a neder was made shloititim echad mikol ha'peiris, so Rabbi Yehuda says b'Yisrael yom echod yikayim. If it's only a neder for one day, you kaim, and if it's more than that, is yaitzi v'yiting sube. Now, according to Shmuel, our Mishnah speaking about, that she made a neder, and he was mekayim. So we see Rabbi Yehuda also holds that it's kunosan. So the Gemara says, we have to be geirus in the Barais as follows. Eima Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yossi Oimrim, hu noisein. Rabbi Loza Oimer, hi noso. So that's the girs in the Barais, that these three Tanoim hold hu noisein. And that's why if he wants to give her a get, yev shebi isha nadronis. So Memele, so it's he gives a ksube, and Rabbi Lozor he knows them. Ve'im timtzaloima zugi zugi ktoni. If you'll tell me that the Beraise Vazicher learned that there's two tanoim that hold who knows him. There's two tanoim that hold he knows them. So then we'll have a problem. Is Eime, so we'll be geiris in the Barais as follows. Rab Meir v'Rab Eloza Oimrim hi nosno. Rab Meir and Rab Eloza say hi nosno. Rab Yehuda v'Rab Yossi Oimrim hu noisin. V'hostomo deloike Rab Meir. And our Mishnah that we had assumed till now, that it's a Stam Mishnah libya de Rab Meir, so we see that it's not like Rameh God holds he knows, no? And our Mishnah holds who knows. Let us see Rashi. Yaitzi v'yiteng suba l'alta. So the Gemara said it's speaking about Shenodrahi. Speaking about that she made the nether. So now the shaila is, if she made the nether, so Shmuel holds when he makes a nether, even though he wasn't magbo des mana nether, we wait, maybe he'll find a Pesach. So l'cheira shel Rashi had a kasha, if she made a nether, so let's also wait. Why is it yoitzi v'yiting ksube? So Rashi says, "Oma yesh loy oid lahamtim." But here, for her, there's nothing to wait. Inecha lo ledido lemishkol ksuboso meipik. She's fodering. He was mekayim the neder onos hu nosan etz boy ben shineo. So now she's finished with him. We'll see later in the Gemara, he hates her, that, I mean, to do such a thing, that she made the nether and he agrees, one should not always agree with what his wife said, like we once mentioned, if she says she's going to jump off the roof, you shouldn't say that's a good idea. Don't agree all the time. So Memela here, he agrees she made a nether and he was Mekayim the nether. So she sees that a gewaldik sinne is leitevakish Pesach lenidro. If she wants a get now, there's nothing but to wait. She won't look for a Pesach. She wants a get. Shmuel said, if he made a neder kegoy milahones lo yamtim shema yimtze Pesach lenidroim. There it could be, if he made the neder, mitoich kas, and later, so wait, could be he'll find the Pesach. Gesovar ameyehu shekayim, that he was mekayim the neder nos netzba ben shiner v'yishicho, like he bid her, lefikach yiteng sube, ostamas nisn rameyri. We learned that she was not Rabbanoze. If so that we had a machlekes, if it's Yaitz eating suba or lo eating suba. So the Gemara asked Rabbi Yossi holds that who naisem, bani yesh loinosen kitzve, Yaitziv eating suba, almo hu noisin, the benodri hi vekaim hu akim telamas nisin. So then the Gemara says, fine, so Rameir and Rabbi Yossi hold hu noisin, and Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Loz holds he nos. So was not Rabbi Yudah ime be yisol yemechad yekaim, gabi shaloi titaim, the kimto benodri hi vekaim hu, vekoma Rabbi Yudah yemechad mikaim, yes, mikan, yaitziv eating suba. Let us go further in the Gemara. So, we said pshat in our Mishnah, according to Shmuel, that it's hu noisin etz boy ben shiner. Therefore, it's yaitziv eating ksube. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Rabbi Yossi holds, and that's also the Tana of the Mishnah, the Stam Tana of the Mishnah also holds hu noisin. Fregte Gemore, besover Rabbi Yossi be'anias shleinosan kitzva. He says, it says in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi said that she made a neder without a kitzva, and he was mekayim the neder, and she's an aniya. So the din is that it's yaitzi v'yiteng sube, because he was mekayim. So, al kaponim, we see from this, that he was bekoyach to be made for this neder. He was not made for the neder, he was mekayim the neder, so it's hu noisein as boy ben shinel. Alma bal motzi mefer. So we see from this that when it comes to nyone kishut, the bal could be mefer. That was the neder. Amadras ishte shaloitis kashe. Bechad mikol aminim. So we're saying it's speaking about that he was mekayim. Nod rahi vekayimu. Rabbi Yosef mevani yishloi nosan kitzva bashirish shloi shimyoi. So it seems that Rabbi Yosef holds that he's bekoyach to be made for such a neder. And by being mekayim it was hu nosan as boy ben shiner. V'ramino aleshu akashim. We learned Elu Devorim Shehabal Mefer, Devorim Sheyesh Bem Inui Nefesh. If she made a neder of Inui Nefesh, so he's Bekoyach to be Mefer. Now the Tana gives a moshul, what is Inui Nefesh? Im Elchatz, Im Loy Elchatz, we'll see what the pshat in this loshon. But Al Kaponim, this was a neder that she asked the rechitza on herself. Im eskashet, im lo eskashet. So the Tanakhama, this is inui nefesh, and it's not washing oneself, not having kishut, that's inui nefesh, so he's bekoyach to be made for this nether. Omar Rabbi Yosi ein elo nidre inui nefesh. This is not inui nefesh, I wish to disagree with you. So she won't be roichet, so she won't be miskash, that's not called inui nefesh. Ve'elu ein nidre inui nefesh, lo'echol bosov, shle'esh te'yayin, v'shle'esh eskashet bebigdei tzivoynim. So let us see Rashi. Rashi explains Alme. Let us see Rashi. Bal motzi meifa nidre kishut, but he's bekoyach to be meifa. B'dekon is like suba al shekaimai. That's why he has to give her a ksuba, because he was mekaim the neder. So b'aistos he has a koich and this neder could have been meifan, he was mekaim. Im elchatz, im loy elchatz. B'nedor meforish lo, da omro, tiyosar hanos rechitza alai, im elchatz. Imelchetz was a tenai, that if I buy roichetz myself once, so then tiyosa hanos rechitzolai. Ushvue shelo yelchetz, v'chein im eskashet, tiyosa hanos kishetolai. Im bipsomim eskashet, azman ploini. Mlo yeskashet, shvue shelo yeskashet. Ein eilu nidre ini nefesh, veina bal meifer. Rabbi Yosi holds the bal is not meifer. The lan is nefesh, see, this doesn't fall into the category of ini nefesh. Be big day tzivoinim. So this is gnai, ubizoyin hulo, umizkan hulo. This is very interesting. This is called ini nefesh, not being able to wear big day tzivoinim. It's a different gears than the Gemara. Okay, we have a problem. We have a problem over here. So, from our Mishnah, it would seem that Rabbi Yosi holds his Bekoyach to be made for this neder. And Rabbi Yosi holds that this is not ini nefesh. So how can it be made for the neder? How can it be mekayim the neder? So the Gemara says, Oche b'may askinom b'dvorim shebeinoi lebeino. B'dvorim shebeinoi lebeino. So Rashi, Oche b'may askinom, kishu temas nisan d'oche, we're not speaking about psomim. We're speaking about dvorim shebeinoi lebeino sam hameshir es haseyo. And we're talking about seyo shalmato. And it seems this someone, if she's not meisher the seyer, it could bring about problems b'shas tashmish. So this is dvorim shebeino lebeino, that it affects the yachas he has with her. It's not inu nefesh, but it's dvorim shebeino lebeino. So memele, so that is why. We're not speaking about all kishut, we're speaking about a certain kishut which is beino lebeino, and that is why he could have been meifer and he was mekayim. So now the lashon of the Gemara Shrek Lochel, the Tosfos says we have to, either the lashon is differently, we have to learn with a grain of salt, but the Gemara says like this, so nichalaman diyom advom shebeino lebeino bal meifer. But the Gemara does not mean that there's a machloikis if a baal is meifa dvorm shebeine lebeine, zicha meifa dvorm shebeine lebeine, nor the shaila is this dvorim shebeine lebeine? Does it bother him? Does it affect him if she won't be meisha the seya? The itma. Dvorim shebeino lebeino Ravuna ma habal meifer. Again, that Ravuna holds this is dvorim shebeino lebeino. Ravade baravo omar eina bal meifer sheloi motzinu shul shemeis ba'ofro pir. It's a very interesting lashon. We do not find that a shul will ever die from the offer in the hole that he dug for himself. That means that in this is a marshal. The nimshal is that something that one is rogel in will not in any way be mazik him. So since he's rogel beishtoi, so with the sayer, without the sayer, it won't be mazik him. So memela, so it's not dvorim shebeine lebeine. Bekitzer, that is the machlokes of Rafuna Ravada Barabe. And the way argues is Ravada Barabe is saying that it's not dvorim shebeine lebeine. So memela, so we back to a problem. We have a problem over here. If the Mishnah is speaking about that she made a neder on Kishut, and he was Mekayim the neder, and Rabbi Yossi says, Aniyah is, if it's Ein Lo Kitzva, it's Yaitzi, he thinks Sube, the Kishut is not a neder that he's Bekoyach, Lahofer, or to be Mekayim. Elo. So the Gemara has a nu ikimte. It wasn't such a neder. Elohochi b'mayeskino. Kigoin de tolinhu lekishu teho betashme shamita. Da ombro. Yei oser hanoas tashmishech olai. Im eskashet. Now let us explain for 1 minute what happened over here. She made a neder, not that she yasod kishut, no, she said like this, if I'll be miskashit, so I'll be also betash mishamite, and the tash mishamite is, she said, ye also hanos tash mishech olai, which this neder she could make. That means if she would say that she wants to asa herself on him, so she's mishubitim, so the neder isn't chal. But if she said, she made the Yisrael Tashmish that I can't ever know from you, so then the Neder is Chal. Kedi Omar Rav Kahane, Omar Rav Kahane, now we're just saying how the Yisrael Tashmish was made through a Neder. Omar Rav Kahane, Anos Tashmishi Olecho Koife Mishamashtoi. If she asked that she asked herself on her husband, so that neder is worthless because she's mishubitim. Hanoas tashmishech alai yofe lefishem mechin l'odam davar ha'osoloi. Lefishem mechin l'odam davar ha'osoloi. Samela, that means here that she asked that she can't have anor from him. So, that neder is chal. You can't force her to be mishamish because, in mechin lodom davar osolo. So now, before we go further, so let us appreciate what the Gemara had said. So, lemaise zazoi. Lemaise, the neder is tashmish, which is dvorim shebeinei lebeino. This already is dvorim shebeinei lebeino. She made a tenai, that the yisr tashmish is tolei if she'll be niskashit. If she'll be niskashit, then tashmish will be awesome. And he was mekayim the tenai. He was Mekayim the Tnai. So this is a Tnai that's Biyode, Lekayim, Lahofer, because the Neder in Yesod is a Neder on Tashmish, and this is Dvorim Shebeine Lebeino. So the Gemara asks a very interesting Kashe. Veloit is Kasheit. Veloite osel. Now let us see Rashi. Elohoche b'mayeskinun de talinu lekishu teho b'tashmish. Mishamhochi motzi meifa. Now we understand why, according to Rabbi Yossi, he could be made for this nether. the Dilma miskashetes, she might be mish. This is a neder. What'll be if she'll be miskashet? Umitzere hanos tashmishoi oleho. So Memela, this neder is touches him. This is vom shebeina lebeina. So that's why he's bekoyach lahofer lekayim. Koife. Now the Gemara says it matters how the neder was worded. If she asked herself on him, koyfe mishamashta, she nechay leser atzma ola. Avul yechay lo lois roi oleo, she could ask him on herself, shetei hi muderes. The loyu, that she's muder to have enough of him, kigay na nos tashmishi oleo, that tzorechu lohofe, shlo yachilen or dova ho osolo. So the Gemara asks, "V'loytis kashet v'loyteyosa l'rabbiyosi." Kiven the Omar ein elu nidre inu nefesh, hayech yoche lahofel. How could he be mefel? Ve'im mishum detalino betashmish. Loitis kasheit veloitei osel. Now, Rashi has two parts to the Gemara's kashe, and Bachsmer, we have merdekeli mudim over here. The first half of Rashi is saying as follows, that let's analyze what she said. She wants to make sure that she won't be niskashet. So that's what she's saying. If I'll be niskashet, so tashmish will be also. So now Rashi says as follows. If we would hold that kishut is called inu nefesh, so he could be made for the nether, als inu nefesh. Now even though, so this Amir Diki Yisoid, that even though the neder has nothing to do with Inin Nefesh, the neder is Beine Lebeino, but the gather of Inin Nefesh is as follows. If she made a neder which will be Misaviv Inin Nefesh, he's Bekoyach to be Mefer. Don't need a neder of Inin Nefesh. He is a Koyach to be Mefer, a neder will bring about Inin Nefesh. So Rashi says, but according to Rabbi Yossi, it won't bring about any nefesh. The neder take is ensuring that she won't be miskashet. So that's nothing. That's not called any nefesh. So she won't be miskashet. So for that, he has no koyach to be mefer. Now, the purpose of the nether was to ensure that she won't be miskashet. So between you and me, I mean, the nether will serve its purpose, and she won't be miskashet. So lemaise tashmish will always be mutter, because this is motivating her. This is giving her. She wants not to be miskashet. Finish. That's what she wants. And she's accomplishing this by making a neder. Because of our being niskashe, tashmish will be yosa. And she doesn't want tashmish to be yosa. So memele, so that is how she's ensuring that she won't be miskashe. So we have to assume that she'll accomplish what she wanted to accomplish, and she won't be in this kashet. So memele, this neder will not in any way affect him. That means there'll never be an iser tashmish. So he has no koyach to be mefer. Amir de kezach. That means even though the nusach haneder is a neder of iser tashmish, but since this iser tashmish was made with a t'nai, and I can assume that she'll never be over the t'nai, because that's why this whole nether was made. So he is no koyach to be made for the nether. So we're back where we started from. And Taisu says, Klo, V'loitis kashet v'loite yosa perish v'heichi motzi meifa. He can't be meifa, this nether. That means this nether is not affecting him in any way. It's not bringing about inu nefesh, because according to Rabbi Yossi, Aisha that's not miskashet, that's not called inu nefesh. It's not asring tashmis, because it won't ask a kelp, that the whole purpose of the nether was to ensure that she won't be miskashet. So we're back to the kasha. So how can he be mekayim such? He can't be made for the nether, he can't be mekayim the nether. So the Gemara says, Im kein korolo menuvelis. So Rashi says, Im kein korolo menuvelis. Good. Between her and her husband, Memela. But there's peer pressure. What everyone is gonna, she's not gonna be in this kashit, so all her friends will call her, I'm a novellist. V'chim mevazu, and when they'll start being mevaza her, mekashta. So then, hey, listen, she won't be able to be, oimid bin nisayim, I mean, they call her, I'm a novellist. Ishtakach, the neder ze, oisraolov, this neder is going to us, so this is not a, this net is going to, now we could be made for already. So a mele, that means between you and me, let us not assume that you'll be able to be oimed in this matzev of ikishut. So a mele, we have to assume that eventually she will be miskashit. And the nether will be chal, so he's bekayach to be made for the nether. Agav Urche, we'll see later from Rashi also like this, he can be made for the nether even before it's chal. That's what the Chomim hold. I mean, even though he made a nether on a t'nai, there's no problem. That means even though the nether, which wasn't the skashit yet, but since this nether eventually will be chal, because she won't be able to be Aymed bin Nisoyin, some Emela, so the nether already is a nether which will eventually affect him. Some Emela, he's Bekoyach to be made for the nether. If he was Mekayim the nether, so that's why it's Yaitzi V'Yitink Subit. Frag the Gemara. Fine. Vitis Kashit, so the Gemara says, let's not jump the gun. So that means like this. He heard about the nether. He was Mekayim the nether. So it's Mekayim the nether. So El Koponim. So what's going to come out from this? That he wasn't made for the nether. So if and when she'll be Niskashit, then there'll be a Nisatashmus. So it comes out. So Keilu, he made a nether, we say, who knows in Ezba Ben Shina, so like, he was the one that created the Isser Tashmish by being Mekayim the nether. So Memele, that's why Yetziv eating Subah. Good, but what happens if a person, according to Shmuel, if a person makes a nether, an Isser Tashmish, and that is a Machlekes Beshami Besilu, 1 week, 2 weeks, but you don't force him to give a get right away. So let's take everything into consideration. That means she made a nether of Isser Tashmish and he okayed the nether, so he's the Noisen, that's Boy Ben Shinel. And Elamaisa, he was Goyrim, that is gonna be an Isser Tashmish. Fine. But Vinisht V, this nether, the worst thing that he did is he created an Isser Tashmish. Now, if a person makes a nether and an Isser Tashmish, which creates an Isser Tashmish, there's no din of Yaitziv Yitink Sube. You wait a week. You give a week. Let's see what happens. That's the Gemara's Kash. Vitis Kashet. Let her... don't force him to give a get right away. Vitiskash. Let's first wait till Mishniskash. Viteyose, and then let there be a Nisa Tashmish, Ila Bei Shamish Tei Shabbos, Ila Bei Silu Shabbos Achas. So why is now, before anything happened, he was Mekayim the Neder, Yaitziv Yitin Ksubet. The whole thing doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, that what Shmuel holds, that if a person made a neder with a nisa tashmish, a filler was a neder stam, you give it a week. He asked her with a neder. The sovra she holds, mirsach rosach ilavoy. He got angry at me. He asked tashmish. So eventually he'll be miyashiv data. So memele, it's not ekvelt. It's not oilam choshir bado. We give it a week and see what happens. Avol hocha, the nodra ihi vishosaklo. Here, he wasn't angry. She made a neder. It seems she was testing him. And he was mekayim the neder. Sovro mi de ishtik misne hu de sonili. If he kept quiet, I made such a neder, and he kept quiet, and so, that spells out that he hates me. A woman cannot be married to a husband that hates her. And she knows that he hates her. So memele, so that's why it's yaitzi la'alta v'yitin ksubit. That's what the Gemara feels like over here. So let us see what Rashi says. Vitis kashet vitei oser ila beisham ema yaitzi la'alta v'yitin ksubit. Why does he give now ksubit? Vitis kashet. Now nothing happened yet. Vitiskashit, Vitayosa, Vahavalei, Vahavaslai Kemadras Ishtoi Mitashmishamita. So then it's equivalent, Keilu, he made a neder that's asking of Mitashmishamita. Asnambe Perik Afalpi, Lebei Shamai Shtei Shabosis, Lebei Silu Shabbos Achas. But why now, before anything, he has to go and give a get? With a ksubit. So the Gemara says, Ani mili shiesh lo izman, shema yimtza pesach le nidroi heicho da adro ihu. If he was madero, aval heiche, de nodro ihi ve ishtik, ulai heifer, ein yichailu lo geretz lo, she can't live with him. Klal. Before even the Isser is chal already, before she wasn't miskashit. The Sovra Misne Sonili. She holds, he hates me, and if her husband hates her, so Mamela, there's a din Yaitzi v'yitin, and she has proof of it. She made such a neder, and he was mekayim the neder. So that spells out that he hates her. So Mamela, so that's why it's Yaitzi v'yitin ksuba. Now, let us learn Taisvis. Now we'll understand. Let us first go to Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. There was a Taisvis we had skipped over, which now we can understand the Taisvis. The Gemara had started asking Hamada as Ishtoi Milohones Loi. So the Gemara had a problem. How could, his wife can't have hano from him, so the Gemara is takashe, v'kivin de meshubed lo, heichi motzi made lo. Since he's meshubetar, so how could he make a neder? That was the Gemara's kashe. Now we have a whole sugya, how he could make a neder since he's meshubetar. Speaking about, he said, "See, my Yudayim Zayni Sarah, I made another when she was an Arusa." But Al Kaponim, the Gemara has a problem that he's Meshubata, he can't make another. V'im Taima, so Taisvi says, "V'luki, what's the problem? Who says he made a direct neder?" Kigoin de tolinu limzaina iseo betashmishamita. Let us say, the same type of neder which we were just learning about. That he said like this, if you'll have hano from me, then tashmish will be yosa. The oma ye osa hanos tashmishech olai imazoinech. So Memele, the Gemara is groping to find the Hechetimtze, how he could make a nether that she can't have mezainis from him. That he's made an, because of his nether, she can't be nizen, so it says, 30 days, a parnas after 30 days. Yoitzi b'iteng sube. But how can he make such a nether? That's the most kosher. Shotei says, there's a problem, I have a bush to hate it. I have an Eitzah. He said, if you'll be Nene for me, Tashmish will be also. So this Neder forces her, not, she doesn't want that Tashmish should be also. So this Neder forces her, she can't have Hano from him. Finished. So she can't have Hano from him, so Memele. So that's it. Hamadar Esishti Melohonis Loi. His nether made that she can't have Hano from him. So what'll be? So the first 30 days is Yamit Panas. Afterwards, if he didn't rectify this nether, is Yates. If you think so, but what's the problem? The Gemara has problems. V'yeshloime di'imkein l'shmuel da'oma l'kamon afilu b'stam yamtin shema yimkein l'shmuel. Afilu is a guy. L'shmuel da'oma l'kamon afilu b'stam yamtin. Shmuel holds that afilu if he didn't say azman, he asa tashmish. He didn't say azman, so it's yamtin. You wait 7 days. Now here, he's making another on Tashmish. Let us just remember, he's telling her, if you live enough for me, so he's making another on Tashmish. So, Yamtim Shema Yimtzach Pesach Lenidroi. Is loy the mekomok medanda say lehavale lemeimer yesam ikan yoitzi v'yiteng subit. So Taisa says like this. That means, why does it say in the Mishnah, after 30 days he has to give her a get. The vow, she didn't have an offer from him. That's true. She can't be soivel more than 30 days of Yamit Papalmas. That's 100% true. Now, okay, 30 days she could be soivel. So the first 30 days, she doesn't have an offer from him. It's Yamit Papalmas. No one knows about it. Fine. After the 30 days, so this is too much, right? 100%. It's too much. People find out about it. It's a zilzal. Fine. So after 30 days, let her have Hano. Fine. Let her have Hano. Now, oh, she had Hano. Now Tashmish is also. Fine. So Tashmish is also. So what happens now? So now, wait another week. The Mishnah, it says, Amader es ishte milohonish loy, adla medyom yamit parnis, Yeser mikan yaitzi v'yiteng ksuba. After 30 days, you give her a get from ksuba. Finished. So bishloime, if he's making, the way we learn poshib shot, he's making a that you can't have a no from me. So if she can't have a no for 31 days, that's too much for her. You can't demand this from a wife. It's a zilzul zilusa. Fine. So if it's more than 30 days, yaitzi v'yiteng ksuba. But over here we're saying there never was an issa that he can't make an issa that she can't have an offer from him. She's meshubata like the Gemara is. So we have an eitzah. No, he's making that she shouldn't have an offer from him through a dreidel. That means if you're going to have an offer, so then tashmish will be yosa. So that's how he's twisting her arm. So till 30 days, she could be sable not to have an offer from him. After 30 days, vitehane. So let her have an offer now. So have an offer. So now Tashmish is also. You're right? So, but Tashmish, you have to give me another week. Why is it Yaitzi v'yitink Suba? We just learned the Gemara. The Gemara asked this Kasha. The Gemara just said a different thing, that if she made the nether, then she sees he hates her. But if he made the nether, so then that was the Gemara's Kasha. So Bekitzer, so what is Taisvis saying? So Taisvis is saying that the Mishnah cannot be speaking about such a nether because the Zmanim are not, it's not 30 days, it's 30 days in a week. Then the Yaitzi meeting should be 30 days in a week. Ekanami lemeima. Going to Oma ye osar hanos tashmishech olai me arshov im tehenemi meni. Do'oz asura lehonais. Oh, so now Taisu says, I have a good kasha. Let us say that it is speaking about that he had said, if you'll ever have a no from me, not from then Tashmish will become Asa, from now Tashmish will become Asa. So now, so let's understand for 1 minute. So let us picture the Indian. The first 30 days, she didn't want to have any anah from him because Tashmish will be Asa. Fine. So, but Yamit Palnis. So, but it's Nishkefela. So what did Taisu say? After 30 days, let her have anah. Let her have anah, and then we'll wait another week. She can't stand more than 30 days, so after 30 days, have anah. So Taisu says, no, but she can have anah, because if she'll have anah after 30 days, he said, whenever you'll have anah, Tashmish is also from now. So Memele, that means when he made this neder, so Tashmish was also from 30 days ago. Now she can't have anah now. Because if she'll have anon now, so come out the Tashmish that she was Mishamish in Baila 30 days ago was Issa. So I have a beautiful light on the Mishnah. I have a beautiful light on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about, I'm back to my old Kasha. I'm back to my old Kasha. It's speaking about that there was a nether of Tashmish. If she'll have anon, if she will have anon from me, Tashmish is also, but not from when she'll have anon. If she'll ever know, Tashmish will be Yosa from now. So Memele, so it's beautiful. So after the 30 days, she can't ever know, because if she'll ever know, it comes out, she was over this Tashmish 30 days ago. So Memele, that's John the Mishnah. So it's so Yamid Pound Shloishim Yem, after Shloishim Yem, she ain't she be think Suba. You can't say Betehan, Betehos. The lack of Nami Lamei Mikigaydama Yosa Nos Tashmisha Halai Mayaksho Vimte Enemy Mani Doz Asurale Hone. So then after 30 days, Al Kocho, it's Yaitzivitin Sube. So Taisviz, if that's the story, the Rav Yehuda Omapek Shane in the Nedorim, Kainem Eine Bishina Hayoim im Ishan Lamocho. Shelo yishan hayoim pen yishan lamoch. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if a person made a neder, that I'm not allowed to sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. Is he allowed to sleep today? So Rabbi Yehuda says, so theoretically, let him sleep today. I mean, about nothing is also. Just be careful not to sleep tomorrow. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to sleep today. Shelo yishan hayoim pen yishan lamoch. So now Taisvis says, so let's clear a shaila. If the story is speaking about, he said, if you'll have hano from me, Tashmish will be also. Means whenever you'll have hano from me, Tashmish will be also. So when he said this, the first day, is Tashmish also, yes or no? Tashmish should be also the first day. I mean, why? Maybe you'll have hano from me, 10 weeks. Maybe you can have anah from me. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tashmish is now also. If that is the case, so it comes out, this neder, asa Tashmish, the minute the neder was chal. Because she's not allowed to. So after 1 week he has to give a get already. Not after 4 weeks. Not after a month.
After 1 week he has to give a get because Tashmish is already Yosa.
A person will be careful with it. So that's Pshat and Taisvistatz. If the case is that Tashmish shall be Yosel and Mafreya, so after 1 week he has to go and give a get ready, because this neder asked of a Tashmish. Ubetaisves, or Rav Yosef, Shepirish of Ney Rabbeinu Shmuel, Menuchose Kovet Pirish, that this old dreidel to say that he's asking one thing with a tnai of Tashmish, the Lakamon Davke Muki, the Talinel, the Kishu Teo, Betashmish Amite, the Ktoni Hamader Ishtoi Sheloi Tiskashet. Now the Loshon of the Mishnah is very unclear. The Ktoni Hamader Mikishut. Hamader Ishtoi made a neder on his wife. The purpose, the tachlus of the neder is Sheloi Tiskashet. So that means that the last bov in the Mishnah, Hamader Ishtoi Sheloi Tiskashet, so there it spells out Kemat black and white, that the nether wasn't Kishut. He made a nether Sheloi Tiskashet, that'll come out through this nether, it won't be Kishut. But here, mashme mehano mamish madiro. Okay, let us see now the top toisvis tafayin aleph medalo. We had in the Mishneh shleititaim echot mikol haperis. So this is a very unclear loshon. You could say tupshotim shleititaim, she shouldn't eat any peiris or one of the peiris. That was the suffix in Taisvis. Shleititaim echod mikol haperis. So Taisvis says lav bechol peiris madilo de imkain lehav echayil, then the ned wouldn't be chal at all. The Evsha lo lekayim, that's an impossibility. It seems Taisus learns Peiris is lav davke Peiris. Peiris means food. And so you can't say he made a neder that she shouldn't eat anything, because that's impossible. Kedemrine bereish perk sheni de nedorim, dechi oma koinem einai beshine stam, lechayil neder lemeiso shine. Because it's impossible that he shouldn't fall asleep. Now, let me just explain for 1 minute what Taisvis is saying. There is a machlokes, the Ran and the Rambam, in the Ran and Masechta Shavuos, Tachmet Stav Yud, the Dafi Harif, that the Ran brings down such a suffix. This is a Gemara. If a person makes a neder, kainem einei b'shine. So the Gemara says that the neder is not chal, the shvua is not chal, because it's an impossibility. If you said for 3 days I won't sleep, it's impossible. The Ran clears the shaila. What is if a person says for 30 days I won't eat? Is the shvua chal, is the neder chal, yes or no? So the Ran says as follows. The Ran says, if a person makes a neder, he won't sleep for 3 days. He says that is an impossibility. He'll zicha fall asleep. It's impossible for him not to fall asleep in the 3 day period. So he's making a kainam on an impossibility. It's impossible not to sleep. So there is no such kainam. You cannot make an issa on something that's impossible to be niskay. But if a person says, I won't eat 30 days, it's possible. He won't eat. He can do that. So he's going to die. So, but the neder is possible. He won't eat. If when he becomes a konis nefoshes, then we ask a rov shaila. This person has a neder that's asking him to eat. A rov was taf meton, so the rov says, no, it's pikuach nefesh, he should eat. But the neder mitzad atzmoy is possible liskayim. It's possible liskayim. That means this is not a impossibility. It's impossible not to sleep. He's going to fall asleep. Whatever he's going to do, put his feet in cold water, he's going to fall asleep. It's impossible not to fall asleep. So you can't create such a neder not to fall asleep. My amrit sheyomus is going to die. She is stuck in titche shvuosim im neisakonis nefoshes. So that means like this, the neder is chal, and lemaise halachically will tell them to eat, but be'etzem it's shayach for him not to eat. The Rambam is chaylik. The Rambam holds, the Rambam is medame shloi oichel zayin yomim shloi yishon zayin yomim. Now, Rav Shmuel explains that the Rambam, the Nafikayim also starts off explaining like this, that the Rambam holds that if halachically he is unable to be mekayim the neder, because we're going to tell him eat. That's also a neder she efshel iskayim. It's no chilek if the mitzias makes it a efshel iskayim, or the halacha makes it a efshel iskayim. But Lamai said this neder is e efshel iskayim. So the Rambam holds a neder she efshel iskayim, time mitzad a mitzias, time mitzad a halacha. That's called no, such a neder is not chal. And the Ran holds not like that. The Ran holds dafke. B'mitzias he efshel iskayim. Halachically efshel iskayim is chal. Fine. So now, with that's Abachleikis, the Ran and the Rambam. Now let's see our Tosfos. So we see our Tosfos. It was a gewaldik chosid of the Rambam. I mean, Tosfos clears a shaila. What is pshat in our Mishneh that there was a neder shloititain echod mikol apeiros? So he says you can't say that it means that she won't eat anything because the neder is nchal. So Tosfos holds like the Rambam. That we have a gishmak araya from our Tosfos holds like the Rambam. Now, but we're going to see very interesting things. And they says that the Sef device tastes like that. Avulemai de salke daiton. But the Gemara had a havamin, according to Rav, the Gemara had a havamin, da adro ihu, that he said, you're not allowed to eat peiris, v'tolino betashmish hamito. So now, that was the Gemara said, according to Rav, it's very good. Rav is bechalik between Stam and Meforish. So the Gemara understood. The Gemara understood. The Havamin of the Gemara was, as we hear in the Goyin, how can he ask her not to eat Peiris? So that's how he asked her. He twisted her arm. He told her, if you're going to eat Peiris, Tashmish is going to be awesome. So the Gemara only had a problem. So why is Yoytzi La'alta? Why is it Yoytzi La'alta? I mean, L'chayre. So according to Rav, it's very good because Rav holds the difference between Stam and Meforish, and by Stam it's Yoytzi La'alta because if he makes an Isser Tashmish Stam, so it's Yoytzi La'alta. There's no din of 7 days, only by Meforish. By Stam it's Yoytzi La'alta. But I'll kapon him. The Gemara, according to Rav, that is pshat in the Mishnah. So now, Tosfos says, a very gishmak is ach. So Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos says, so according to Rav, I'll tell you, that could be Shaloititim echad mikola peres means not eat anything. I'm making a neder. I'm making a neder that if you'll eat anything, you'll be also betashmish. So Tosfos says, so now let us think for 1 minute. What is the neder? The neder is that if you'll eat anything, which is in, she has to eat, so what's going to be? You can be also betashmish. So the neder is tashmish, and the snai wants to force her not to eat. Fine. Now, what, so Tosfos says, will the neder be chal? So Tosfos says, the neder zicha be chal. Because the neder is an iser tashmish, the neder is yochel iskayim. Even though the tnai is the yevshel iskayim, so what? So the tnai is the yevshel iskayim. But the neder is yevshel iskayim. So Tosfos is saying as follows. I just said a pshat in the Mishnah that the Mishnah shleititim echad mikol haperes means one mean. It can't mean all meaning because such a neder is in chal. So Tosfos says that's very good if the neder, if that was the neder, that she made a neder, she won't eat anything, it was Mekayim, fine. But according to Rav, that he made the neder, and the neder was, if you'll eat anything, you'll be also betashmish. So then we could learn that, shleititim echad mikol haperes means anything. Because the neder is not the Isar Achilles Peiris, the neder is Tashmish, and this is a Tnai. So then the neder will be Chal. So Tosfos says, my whole shtick Torah is not according to Rav. According to Rav, it's very good. But now Tosfos is a Pella. So what does Tosfos say? Oba, Oba, Lamaydes Al-Kedaiten, Ba-Adro, Ihu, Ba-Talina, Ba-Tashmish, Amite, Chal afilo idira mikol peiris. Kiven the efshelo lechel, she can eat, filayosa betash mishamit. Kehi de shilei nedorim, so Tosfos brings a raya to this yesoid, if there's a tnai, then it will help. So Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara nedorim. The omar titza kol hanois da alma olai, V'shorkei tine shlo yehene min ha'olam alma chal haneder. Now, this was, the way Tosfos learns Pshat and that Gemara was a very interesting Gemara over there. Amish Pchodim. The Gemara says as follows. A person wanted to make sure that before he gets married, he's going to learn. That's what he wanted to do. And, Bekitza, so he made a neder that if I won't learn before I get married, Titza kol hanois da alma olai. I can't be nene from anything. I mean, it's an impossibility to exist. About Kaponim, he can't be nene from anything if he won't learn before he gets married. And that was an incentive to make sure he's going to learn. The kids of the Gemara says, Amar dikemaisi, he went to learn, he wasn't matzliach. Like, so it comes out there wasn't a kiyam atanai, that, so it's a bitter geschäft. I mean, we'll never get married. I mean, it's a shrek. So, the Gemara says over there, they went and they married him off, and v'sholke tine shlo yehenem in oilom al machal haneder. So what did they do? Then they were matter the neder. You can't be matter neder till it's chal. So they married him off, and they shalke in the betine that he shouldn't be over on the nether, he shouldn't have any anno from anything, and then they went out to the nether. But, so, Bekitza, let us just elaborate for 1 minute. What was the story over there? Over there was a story that he made a nether shehi efshel iskayim. That means he made a neder, he can't have a nor from anything, which is the Efshelis guy. But over there, he made a tanai. So, now this is a debatable subject. We mentioned before, according to the Rambam holds that if a person makes a neder, that he won't eat 7 days, that's called, it's an impossibility. Why is it an impossibility? So he won't eat seven, because halachically, the neder cannot be niskayim, because he'll have to eat al pikuach nefosh. So it's called eifshel niskayim halachically. The Ran holds halachically doesn't make it eifshel niskayim. That's machlekes the Ran and the Rambam. What will be if a person makes a tanai on a neder that's impossible to be mekayim? Halachically, he can't have an or from anything. So, is that called a neder sheyefshel iskayim? Because the etzim neder is a yefshel iskayim, because if the neder will be chal yefshel iskayim. Or could be this is another, it's not Eifshel Iskayim because it doesn't need to be over the Tanai. So Taisus had a Gemara that another, she Eifshel Iskayim, but if he won't be over on the Tanai, so it's another, not that he has to be over on the Nether because it doesn't need to be over on the Tanai. So Taisus brings the Raya from, which is a Merdike Chiddush, so Taisus brings the Raya from that Gemara, that if it's on a Tanai, if it's on a Tanai, so it's not called the Eifshel Iskayim. So Rav Shmuel asks on Tosfos, he doesn't understand the Mahalach of Tosfos. Tosfos is bringing a Raya from a Gemara to Tosfos' case. Now Tosfos' case, Itainis, is Moiredik Poshet. Tosfos is talking about if a person made a tanai that if she'll eat anything, she'll be also betashmish. So there, the anything is the tanai, the isa tashmish is the neder. So there, it's very, very, very poshut that the neder is chal, because the neder is an isa tashmish, which is efshali iskayim. That's what Tosfos said. But Tosfos brought a raya from a Gemara. Now, the Gemara is not a Gemara, the Kechidish, the way Tosfos learns pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying that he made a neder shehiyev shaliskayim, but since it's possible not to be over the neder, if you won't be over the tnai, so that's also called a good neder. So Rav Shmuel asks, why did Tosfos have to bring a raya from that Gemara? The case of Tosfos is very poshut. So, without a raya, it's also poshut that the neder is chal.